fighting for America.
This is not about discrimination. This is about protecting the religious liberty of every Hoosier, of every faith.
The number one hashtag on Twitter is Boycott Indiana.
Fighting for Idaho.
I've always had a problem with eminent domain in any shape or form to have government take away property, regardless of what the excuse.
Fighting for you.
Good morning, Kevin. I just appreciate you being here, and I am very thankful for you. You're just wonderful.
Voices Mr. Right.
Well, you found a home here.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
5 after 6, Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO, currently a balmy 54. In Mountain Home, Idaho, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up, the big debate involving Indiana and this religious liberty law, religious freedom law. By the way, Idaho is one of the states that has one of those. Now, I made the point on one of our blogs that Lynn Luker tried to put something in that would protect business owners if they didn't want to serve LGBT customers, and that was shot down. He was vilified. And you see a maximum version of that going on in the state of Indiana. If you want to sound off on that, the phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And it's interesting now that the state of Indiana, they're rushing to clarify the religious freedom law as the criticism continues. I love this. The New York Times saying, eroding freedom in the name of freedom. Interesting. We'll talk a little bit about that, but I want to hit you with something that perhaps we'll spend 5 minutes on, 10 minutes on, 27 minutes on, and this issue involving what happened yesterday at the State House. And you had our conservative Republican majority, and just because they're Republicans and conservatives doesn't mean that we agree with all of them, but they voted to raise the gas tax, and they thought that they were doing us a favor because they're eliminating the sales tax on groceries. And isn't that great? And isn't that wonderful? And you think to yourself, is this the best that we can do? Now the legislators have been salivating to raise our taxes for quite some time when we're talking about the roads and the bridges. And even Governor Otter alluded to this during the election where he said, hey, is it fair that I drive a big truck and other people drive their electric cars and, they don't pay as much for gas as I do? Now, on the other hand, when they do that, the little Prius does not burn up as much road as the big trucks, right? They don't. And in addition to that, let's face it. So, you know, the idea of the roads are falling apart. And as I said yesterday, by the way, I do want to thank everybody at Coal Valley Christian. Wonderful time there promoting our schools, securing our future. Thank you to CapEd and Chick-fil-A for sponsoring it. But as I've said to you repeatedly, I don't believe that the state has made its case. Do you? I mean, where's the report? And the people that are going to benefit from this, well, who's that? It's going to be the people that own the construction companies for the roads and the bridges, right, Governor? Yeah, let's try that again. Operator error on my part here. I pushed the wrong button. Not good when you're starting off 2 minutes into the show and you're pushing the wrong button.
You know, I drive in from Star every day just like you do. And when I'm sitting there on State Street and Old Highway 55 at the stoplight in my Ford pickup that gets about 15 miles to the gallon, somebody in an electric car pulls right up next to me. I'm paying 25 cents every 14 or 15 miles I drive because they have an electric car, and God bless them for that effort. But they're not paying the same price that I am. And so I think one of the things that we need to do is we really need to make sure that there's equal pay for equal use.
Now, remember when we had the big state of the state And the governor was talking about this. He did allude to this, right?
He did it again.
He did allude to this. And he did talk about it. And he said, I'm not going to be the one. I'm not going to be the one that that does this. I tried to do this before, and it didn't work. I got shot down. Well, now the legislature wants to make sure that you're going to pay additional money for gas, 7 cents a gallon. How many people can afford that? Let's go to Terry in Nampa. Good morning, Terry. You're on 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I make my living by driving a truck. I travel these roads, and I assure you, these roads need to be fixed. But getting back to the tax, my heavy semi is going to tear the road up a lot more than that little Prius or Hyundai or whatever it is you drive. I know that.
Yes. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. That was good.
No, hey, that's cool, dude. But I'm going to tell you right now, you want to raise the gas taxes? That's fine. Raise them. Guess what? I'm going to raise my prices. So when the customer when the people go to the grocery store and they say, oh, wow, milk went up another 2 cents this week, or bread went up another penny, you know, guess what? I'm going to take that cost, and I'm going to pass it right back to the consumer. So guess what? You're not going to save that much money.
That's
a very good point. Paying more. I'm sorry, dude. If you own a large trucking company like some of those around here, and you're having to pay excess money to pay the road taxes and stuff and the fuel tax, guess what? That is passed on to the consumer at the grocery store.
Well, I guess that's how we're going to be able to afford to pay for the high cost of groceries.
Well, I don't know, man. Something's going to happen, because I'm telling you right now, that's exactly what will happen.
What happens if you use a waterborne vehicle? You're not tearing up the roads.
A waterborne vehicle?
Yeah, you know, like a Sea-Doo or a boat. You're not tearing up the roads.
Still, you use gas. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of that carbon footprint stuff.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Bye.
All right, Terry. Terry brings up a great point. That we're not going to save any money. And again, I call this hocus pocus by the magicians down there on Bannock and State and everything else. I mean, it's really Houdini would be happy about this. Yesterday, the House voting 53-17. So desperate were lawmakers to take your gas money, they needed a sleight of hand worthy of Reno's best to distract. And by the way, again, from the Idaho Center for Fiscal Policy, if you're in the middle 20%, your income was, you know, 38.9 to 61. You're going to lose an overall, you're going to lose the most, almost $200. People at the top, well, is that 100, 200, 400,000 or more? They're going to get a tax cut of $5,000. Now, the shenanigans going on yesterday, this is going to be good. This is going to be great. I think anytime you raise the gas tax, we all suffer. And as far as the roads go, yeah, you know, what is the answer? Well, we have to do it when it's not an election year, right? Again, Governor Otter talking about the elephant in the room.
The biggest ticket item in our infrastructure inventory is our long-term multi-billion-dollar investment in Idaho's roads and bridges. And if Idaho learns means anything at all, it's time for us to address that elephant in the room.
The issue is they didn't address it. It's only going to raise $60 million. Only $60 million, right? I mean, is that going to fix the roads and bridges that are crumbling, that are falling apart? Let's get a objective perspective from Channel 7 here at 580KIDO.
Back and forth when it comes to finding more money for our roadways. This proposal is an aggressive one filled with some sacrifices. The debate is if those sacrifices are justified.
And the House Bill 311 has passed the House.
53 aye, 17 nay. Just before the vote, House Majority Leader Mike Moyle made his case.
It moves the ball so Idaho can become more competitive, more economically competitive with surrounding states. This bill accomplishes that.
House Minority Leader John Rushi.
I think it's a bad bill.
Says it's foolish.
Sock it to the middle income
and give the benefit to the most affluent Idahoans.
Let's take a closer look and you can decide. The bill would raise Idaho's gas tax by 7 cents, remove sales tax from groceries while also removing the grocery tax credit, and finally cut Idaho's top individual income tax rates, imposing a flat 6.7% rate. According to the Idaho Center for Fiscal Policy, folks in the middle 20% for income earners would lose the most, while people at the top income level would gain the most.
It takes money away from the cities and counties, so we're going to have to increase the property taxes. And all it does is it goes to the highest income Idahoans.
But Republicans maintain it's good for business and would raise $65 million a year for our roadways. Still, though, a far cry from the $262 million needed.
We talked about how we needed to do more for roads. We're getting there.
That, you know, I feel like I could be a television reporter. I think I broke that down before we went to Channel 7. Anyway, it is 6:15 at 580-KIDO, 580-5436. 580-KIDO, this is one of those true bipartisan issues. Do you buy what the State House is saying, that giving a tax break to people that make in excess of $400,000 is good for business? I don't believe that when you're having people in the middle that are going to have to do this. And for the landscapers, the salespeople, the real estate agents, everybody who's gotten a break, you know, 7 cents a gallon is pretty steep. Now, what's the plan to fix the roads? Where are the bridges that need to be repaired? Where's the federal dollars? I mean, we could shift lanes all around Eagle Road and 84 and everything else, and the state highways are falling apart. Well, I see a lot of construction going on here. Certainly the yellow cones or the orange cones are back out, and it's only, you know, March whatever. This is why it's wrong. The state has to prove that it can manage its money effectively before they start taking more money. We should treat the state like we treat kids or people just starting out. When you get your first checkbook, you get your first credit card, you are responsible, correct? But raising the gas tax, cutting the grocery tax, and Rushi's right, who refuses to come on this program, he's right. Then if the counties don't get the money, they're going to raise property taxes. It's a shell game. And, it, you know, again, we told you, it passed the House big yesterday. I think only three Republicans voted against it, 53-17. It goes to the state. And what I'd like to know is, if we were so desperate to eliminate the grocery sales tax, which is steep, why in the world didn't we do it the last time around, right? Well, and if the roads and bridges were in such disrepair as we've talked about, why don't we just have a straight up and down vote? You know why? Because people will not support it. So this is how they scam us, right?
Chairman Brackett and Palmer, legislative leaders, I am not going to stand here and tell you how to swallow this elephant. That would be contrary to all that I have learned and that we have learned about each other in recent years. But we all know it must be done. And I welcome financially responsible legislation that addresses steady, ongoing, and sustainable transportation infrastructure in Idaho. However, I will not entertain proposals that aimed at competing for general fund tax dollars with education and our other required public programs or services.
There you have it. 580-5436. 580-KIDO. Maybe you're a trucker like Terry. Maybe you're like Pat from Middleton, a landscaper. Maybe you're like, you know, people that sell real estate. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're going to be paying more. On the other hand, hey, roads and bridges have to be fixed. The governor called it an unfunded mandate for many, many years. Your call's next, 619 Kevin Miller in the morning. Time for traffic now.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. The gun debate continues. By the way, our question throughout this hour, a House passing gas, do you support a 7 cent per gallon increase in your gas tax? The House approved it yesterday. They said it's best for business. they will eliminate the sales tax on groceries and give upper income earners, if you make over $400,000, you're going to get a tax break. By the way, thanks to our friend Tea Party Bob that alerted me to this, Sheriff Rainey is taking to Twitter to talk a little bit about the gun legislation. I believe this already passed, but reading some tweets from Sheriff Rainey, who's always welcome on this program, tomorrow the legislature will debate whether to give concealed weapon permits to rapists and robbers who get a withheld judgment, really. And this from March 27th, the legislative committee passed the bill to allow many sex offenders and violent felons to have concealed weapons permits. Wow. Well, what Sheriff Rainey is talking about here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, is this issue involving, you know, the enhanced concealed carry, that you can carry a weapon outside of the city limits without a permit, a concealed carry permit. Now, we've had our friend Greg Pruitt on talking about this. And part of this bill, Senator Hagedorn put in concerning making sure that legislators, if they concealed and carry, had to go through the proper permitting process like everybody else. I mean, is it fair that a state senator or a state representative gets to carry a weapon without having to go through the same training that you do if you want to conceal carry in the state of Idaho? Now, Sheriff Rainey's point, along with our friend Sheriff Donahue's point, is that if you have someone who is a criminal, if you have someone who, is a sex offender, and if they're not required to go through the conceal carry process, conceal weapons permit, then they can carry. We're letting them do that, and that endangers the lives of law enforcement. We don't want to endanger any of those folks that lay it on the line for us, particularly with what's been happening lately with the triple homicide that we can't figure out why it happened. Front page of the paper today in Boise, you've got a guy running around pulling guns on people this morning. You've got a missing girl. By the way, the details there at 580kido.com. It's almost as if we've been transported to someplace in California. And I'm not talking about the good people that moved here from California. I'm talking about the bad, it seems, that we've been hit with a bunch of crime lately. On the other hand, you know, who is going to protect yourself, your home, better than you? And that's a debate that will continue to go and to resonate. Very strong words from Sheriff Rainey on this, and the Idaho Sheriff's Association has come out against this bill as well. So it makes you wonder, where do we go from here? You can't make everybody happy, can you? We've learned that in life. You can't make everybody happy. And when we're talking about guns and allowing people to protect themselves, it's the good people that actually do this. If you're a criminal, you don't really respect the gun laws, right? That's the issue. So we'll have much more on that. But when it comes down to it, you know, we talked about this HB 89 that never got a hearing. I think that's sad. I think it's unfortunate that you have people like Greg Pruitt and others that have gone through the process, have gotten a petition with, what, over 3,000 signatures, and instead of getting a hearing, they got the boot. What was it? Chairman Lurcher said, your legislation is flawed, so we're going to make sure that we, in fact, don't hear this. And then you have people that, whether you like them or not, that continue to break the laws. We're talking about the add the words folks that get rewarded, that get a big reward by having a hearing. And it was, what, 3 or 4 days or something like that, right? And we reward the people that break the laws, and we punish the people, it seems, who adhere to them. I mean, so again, two things we're talking about here. Conceal carry, do you agree with Sheriff Rainey concerning the legislature when it comes to conceal carry, number one? Number two, at 580-5436, your taxes are going up. your gas tax is going up by 7 cents per gallon. Now, what happens if you like to go boating, you like to go fishing, you like to go doing some of these things? You're paying for the roads, right? Does that seem fair? Where's President Obama when we need him? Where's the fairness of it all? So that's one issue. The other issue we'll get into concerning Sheriff Rainey's comments about guns and concealed carry. And the other issue that I want to get into is what's going on in Indiana. It doesn't mean anything to us here in Idaho. Religious freedom versus, do we call it civil rights? You decide next with me, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
My heavy semi is going to tear the road up a lot more than that little Prius or Hyundai or whatever it is you drive.
Nobody gets in front of the Capitol when they want to raise gas to where the poor here in Idaho, which is the majority of Idaho, can't afford it.
Must hear radio every morning with Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
You know, I drive in from Star every day just like you do. And when I'm sitting there on State Street and Old Highway 55 at the stoplight in my Ford pickup that gets about 15 miles to the gallon, somebody in an electric car pulls right up next to me. I'm paying 25 cents every 14 or 15 miles I drive because they have an electric car. And God bless them for that effort. But they're not paying the same price that I am. And so I think one of the things that we need to do is we really need to make sure that there's equal pay for equal use.
Governor Otter talking about equal pay for equal use. The State House yesterday voting 53-17, is it, to raise the gas tax 7 cents per gallon, raising the total tax. The state of Idaho pays that you'll pay to the state of Idaho 32 cents a gallon. It's only going to raise $60 million of the alleged $262 million that the state needs. The sales tax for groceries will be eliminated. And if you earn in excess of $427,000, you'll get a tax cut as well. Is that fair? 580-5436. 580-KIDO. I don't believe that the state has made its case that we need to increase the gasoline tax. In addition to that, we do have the comments by the folks in the Idaho Sheriff's Association and Ada County Sheriff, Sheriff Rainey, coming out against the new concealed carry bill. They say it's going to give people that have withheld judgments, sex offenders and others, the opportunity to conceal and carry. Oh, if only everybody was as responsible as the law-abiding citizens, heck, we'd have no criminals. So those are two stories that we're talking about. On the local level, on the national level, the controversy continues in the state of Indiana. Now, yesterday I had a chance very briefly to play you the comments of Mike Pence. Now, Mike Pence just appeared on Fox News. We are your home for Fox News on the radio, so we'll have those clips coming up. But Mike Pence was asked, does this bill discriminate against gays and lesbians? Is it okay to discriminate against gays and lesbians? I guess you throw in the transgenders. I think you throw in the polygamists because that's next. Is it based on religion? Now, this bill, Idaho has a version of it as well, basically protects people because of their religious affiliations. You can't say if you're a photographer, I don't want to take pictures of the gay wedding because I'm not down with that. But you can't say, look, Glenn Beck was talking about this yesterday. If you truly believe that, you have grounds to withdraw. And instead of focusing in on that, we're talking about discrimination. Indiana is the new Alabama. Al Sharpton going crazy. My favorite is Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple. And it really comes down to hypocrisy. And maybe we're all racist, even though we try not to be. Maybe we're all hypocrites, even though we try not to be. And let me give you a couple examples. It's kind of like the N-word controversy. And in a past life, I think CNN loved to have me on because I was that typical pudgy, although not as pudgy as I am right now. typical fair-haired, less rosacea white guy than I am now. And I would go on there and we'd debate race issues. And I always liked talking race because you found out who your friends were and who you weren't. And, you know, the N-word would come up. And I always found it interesting that the N-word is a horrific word. And, you know, whether it's on national TV or just goofing off, you shouldn't say it. Okay? Everybody shouldn't say it. But then you have somebody like, I don't know, Jay-Z or whomever that say it all the time and they make millions. Now, is that equality for all Americans? Probably not. How does this affect the state of Indiana that's all of a sudden now, because they're going to lose the Final Four, there's going to be protest. The politically correct pull-up bureau is slapping down on Indiana. What are they going to do? Well, their legislature is going to say, well, we believe in religious freedom, but we don't want to discriminate. And, you know, we're talking about no hate, just faith, right? So Apple CEO Tim Cook, who coincidentally enough came out of the closet. Good for him. You know, talked about his life, I guess. Well, he's saying that, you know, he's worried about Indiana and people being safe there, kind of like what we heard here in Idaho. That's why we needed an ordinance in the city of Boise, right? Well, Apple does a lot of business in China. And I know, you get what a threat the Chinese are. And we have a lot of Chinese nationals living in the Treasure Valley. Yes, we do. We have a lot of folks from China here, and look, they've come to the land of freedom and liberty, unlike their homeland, where Christians, Buddhists, Muslims are persecuted, where they have the one-child abortion policy, where if you speak up, they'll run over you in a tank, where if all of a sudden they have a big issue with you, they might put you in prison camp and harvest your organs. That's not science fiction. It's going on now in China. Our largest creditor, our strategic partner that steals things from us, and here we have Indiana, the Hoosier state, which, by the way, we were just there, you know, just under a year ago for the Marconi Awards. Hoosiers are generous. They're nice. They're hospitable. Being ripped, and yet we're in bed with the Chinese that harvest people's organs, that sell them, that torture people for being Muslims, Christians, Jews, Buddhists, Hindus. Hey, talk to the Dalai Lama about how great the Chinese are. And by the way, it's interesting that Tim Cook makes a lot of money in China. Ask the Chinese what they think of gay rights. Ask them how socially liberal they are. We go to Dave in Nampa with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Kevin. I have a curiosity, and I don't know if you're old enough to remember. It doesn't seem to me like it was all that long ago that we used to walk into businesses and you would see a sign hanging up there that would say, we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. Is that just gone? Is the business owner's rights just gone? I mean, aside from religious rights?
Right. No shoes, no shirt, no service.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so at what point then do we have to go ahead and serve someone that decides it's their right to walk in without any pants on in your restaurant? Hey, they're clean. They took a shower, so it's not a cleanliness issue. And if those people that like morality, modesty, don't like that, then you're discriminating against them if you say you can't serve. I don't understand where that right as a business owner, aside from my religious freedoms, went out the window.
Well, and the idea that you say, look, I don't agree with your lifestyle. I don't practice your lifestyle. Where in the world does that equate to hate?
Exactly. Exactly. Just because I don't want to lend my services because I don't agree with your choice or your decision to be married doesn't mean that I hate you. It just means I'm not going to be part of it because I don't believe the way you do, and you should be able to make me do that. I don't understand where that freedom went, but it seems to not even be in the discussion anymore.
well, it's too easier to attack and protest. And I love how, you know, and the worst has to be the folks on the sports radio, because they're socially liberal, all of a sudden saying that, you know, this is discrimination and everything else. And they don't know and they don't respect people of faith.
Yeah, it seems to be all about the bandwagon of the decade, you know, and whatever is going to promote their agenda for control. And it's a sad thing, but I kind of think where it is. I just I know what we can do in our own homes, in our own lives, and with our own hearts. And that's give it to God. The rest of it's up to that.
Well, Dave, thank you for the call, and thank you for listening, sir.
Okay, brother. Keep the faith.
You too. I like that. Keep the faith. Let's hear from Jeff Manasa with the very latest.
Indiana Republicans are looking at options to clarify SB 101, the new law that gay and other groups say opens the door for discrimination.
When you have a bill which is this tainted, this corrupted, there's no fix to it. You just get rid of it.
State Democratic Senate Leader Tim Lannan, the Republicans like House Speaker Brian Bosma, say SB 101 doesn't allow discrimination against anyone.
And those who say that are wrong.
Rather, it protects religious liberties against government intrusion. 19 other states have similar laws, though many of those states also have laws that prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Indiana does not. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
Rick Santorum, you remember him when he was running for president. He was in Idaho, spoke at a local school. Here's what he said.
Bill Clinton, when he signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which is identical to Indiana's, and has been in place for almost 20 years, and never a case that anyone has cited that's going to happen in Indiana has happened in 20 years. Not one case of discrimination. Not one.
No, it's funny. Clinton signed this into law so you could allow, so Native American tribes, I believe, because it was part of their religion, they said they could, smoke peyote? Remember that? Now it's come back to the chickens have come home to roost. But in reality, as I've said many times, whether it's Add the Words or anything else, you'd be stupid to discriminate against these folks. A, because it's wrong, and B, because they have the press. The press is screaming in the controversial law. Angie's List is going to pull. The NCAA is going to leave. So does that mean in America today at 580-5436 that your religion is second to secular values, to humanistic values?
The Religious Freedom Restoration Act is intending to protect. It's not in protecting someone who discriminates. And even if it did, all it is a defense to the government's enforcement action. And it goes to the court, and the court decides whether it's a legitimate defense or not.
Right. You can say, look, because on religious grounds, I'm not down with it. Ain't no plans with a man. And then they go to court, right?
This law will allow people to use their religious beliefs as a defense to discrimination.
That's what I want to do. I want to put my religion on trial. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Three big things this hour. Number one, your thoughts on the House raising the gas. Hey, they're doing you a favor. They're raising gas tax to 7 cents a gallon. That means it'll be 32 cents additional, or 32 cents in total. They'll eliminate the grocery tax. And if you make a lot of money, it's a good place to live because your tax rate goes down. You should be happy about that. Also, the concern over concealed carry legislation, Sheriff Rainey comes out against it. And Indiana, could we learn a lesson from the Hoosiers? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It is 6:51 with Kevin Miller in the morning at 580-KIDO, currently 50.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And watching the international wire for you, apparently the deal with the crazy Iranians has blown up. Thank goodness for that. Apparently the Ayatollahs, the mullahs, were not satisfied with what they've gotten. They wanted even more, even though, you know, is it really wise to be be doing a deal with people that chant death to America and they call you the great Satans? Is that really a good thing? We're going to talk to an expert. The big question is, has Obama forsaken, has the president forsaken Israel? Is he going to give Israel the boot for Tehran? Boy, talk about how our foreign policy has changed. And what does that mean for us in Idaho? What does that mean for the security of Americans in general and our national security interests in the Middle East? That's coming up at 7:05. Other issues that we need to get into. We got into it a little yesterday. The idea of the state senator in Arizona who said that, you know, church should be mandatory, and people are ripping her, and, you know, a lot of folks saying, well, you know, who's the government to decide that going to church is, they can't make you go to church. America's founded on not going to church. Going a little deeper, I think she has a point. No, the government can't make you go to church. But in the era of Twitter, Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus, and who knows whatever decadent moral secular shenanigans are going on, a little time with the big man, I think, would help a lot of folks. In this time of Lent, how many of us have upped our commitment to show God that it's about him and not about us? That's the point she was trying to make. And certainly with all the wave after wave of goofiness and stuff going on, having a little spiritual revival would be good for all of us and the country. More on that in a minute. 52 in Caldwell. Kevin Miller in the morning. 580 KIDO. It is 53 right now. Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, we'll take a look at Iran or Israel. Who would you pick? No brainer, right? Good morning. KIDO.